Welcome to A Few Good Minutes. I'm Brian Sexton, along with rookie linebacker Thurston Armbrister, who's named after Thurston Howell III. Now, if you're anything like the guys who put this together, Patrick and Dave, you have no idea who Thurston Howell III is. How long did it take you to figure out who that was?
It took it to a college, and people started really asking about my name, and I had to do some research myself, ask my mom, and that's what they came up with.
But you like that you're named after the richest guy on the island, right?
Hey, I want to be the richest guy, and I want to have my own island one day, too. So.
Yeah. Along those lines, you were telling me, people mistake you for Dante Fowler Jr., the Jaguars' first overall pick.
Yeah.
You do have a striking facial resemblance, or maybe it's just the hair.
Maybe. Hopefully it's my play, too. He's a great guy, great player.
Play like that, maybe someday have the wallet like that, and then you can really bear the Thurston Howell the third thing out, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this, and we'll start with early action. You know, I was out on the sidelines, and I looked down, and there's the number 57 on the field on the second series last week. Tell me what it was like for you to be out on that field against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Even though Ben Roethlisberger was out, it's still the Pittsburgh Steelers. What was that like for you?
It was a blessing. My coach told me that Paul Posnanski was only going to get a few plays, and then I had to take over for him at Mike linebacker and take over the defense. It's a huge task my first game, but I was ready for it, so I came to Jacksonville for.
You know, as an undrafted rookie free agent, I mean, most rookies are learning still by the time you get to the first preseason game. And here you are, not drafted, out in the field in the middle of it all. Did you have to just smile at some point and say, I knew I belonged?
I always knew I belonged. My whole career has just been proving everybody that I belong, either from college to high school. And now I'm here. I got to continue to prove myself.
Now, there's at least one thing that you knew nothing about when you were out there the other night. Do you know what it was?
What was it?
The timeouts.
Hey. We're on TV timeouts. You got time. You feel me?
We have Telvin Smith telling you that they're taking a TV timeout.
Yeah. I was just so amped as my auntie giving the call. He's like, chill, it's time out. I'm like, all right. I was ready.
Here we go. So respect is our next concept. And, you know, I read the story about when you were in high school, Scott Barnwell, a former Miami Hurricane, had to call college coaches and sell you to them. So coming out of high school, no respect, at least not in terms of being a high-dollar, high-star recruit. Same thing here, not drafted. Does respect play into it? It has to at some level.
Yeah, just the respect has to be earned, and I feel like I've earned it now, and I got to keep doing it and prove myself.
How do you earn it out on the field, practice field or the game field? How do you earn it?
I just got to do what I know I'm capable of, do what my skill set, which is unique to what linebackers can have, and just prove my worth.
Our next topic is Allen Hurns. He comes up here last year, undrafted.
Yeah.
All the receivers are hurt. He took advantage of his opportunity. What kind of time have you spent with him, and how has his success impacted you, inspired you?
Allen Hurns, he's a worker. That's one thing you can say about him. Like, day in, day out, he's going to be the same guy every day. That's what Coach Golden instilled in us, trying to be the same person every day. And he took that from University of Miami and through his career here, and I want to do the same thing.
He is one of the most studious guys that I've ever been around. I mean, there's not a concept you can't throw at him that he hasn't figured out. Is that something you learned at Miami, or is that something that he's teaching you, or is that something you already knew?
It's just the collective effort, just being around a lot of people. Hearn showed me a lot, too, like just how to be a student of the game and how to just take every day, coming to work every day.
Up next, Paul Posnanski, consummate pro. What have you learned from him?
He's the definition of a pro. Just every step, every read, every key to taking care of your body, to preparing mentally. I just got to keep learning from him. I learned so much from my time being here, and I'm just excited I'm going to keep learning from him.
You know, John Ciprian, when he got here a couple of years ago, spent so much time with him. He said that the thing that he learned the most was how to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, how to be ready to go, because the linebacking position is so physical. He said it was what you ate and it was what you did. I mean, are you following him? You can see him every day, right? His locker's right around the corner from yours. Are you doing the things that he does?
It's kind of creepy sometimes, but I just like stare at him, just watch him like his little brother. Watch film and do all things to get me prepared for practice and perform at a high level.
All right, so here's the final topic, and it's the most important.
Yeah.
The 53. Next. What is it going to take for you to make this roster? What do you think you have to do over the next couple of weeks to get there?
I just got to keep working. Keep working. Keep doing what I've shown the coaches so far. There's not much I can control, but my effort and my attitude and my play. So that's what I had to focus on.
You like the chances?
I like my chances. I keep praying and keep working.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hope we see you again.
See you too.
That'll do it. We'll see you next week here in a few good minutes.